This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, April 22nd. God's word to you today is in His name, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 11, verse 2, and it says, "The Spirit of Yahweh will rest upon him, the Spirit of extraordinary wisdom, the Spirit of perfect understanding, the Spirit of wise strategy, the Spirit of mighty power, the Spirit of revelation, and the Spirit of the fear of Yahweh." This is taken from the Passion Translation. The third name of the Holy Spirit that we'll be looking at is the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Isaiah 11 verse 2 says, "And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." The Spirit of wisdom and understanding is very crucial. In your business, you need the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. If you know the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, you know that is who He is. When you're in a fix, you can call and draw on His wisdom. You can get the understanding of a text, even of physical things. People read books, some understand and some do not understand. I pray that because the Spirit of understanding will come upon you, as you read, you will understand. Some read the scriptures and they do not get it, yet for others it is life to them. Today, because the Spirit of wisdom and understanding will rest upon you, as you read the Bible, it becomes life for you. The Spirit of wisdom is that which comes upon a man, and suddenly he has the wisdom to navigate tight situations. God gives you the wisdom of what to do, and as you do it, things begin to change. Things begin to happen. Everybody needs the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of understanding is so important. If you do not have the Spirit of understanding, you will not know the place of people in your life. You need to know that your husband is still your husband, even though he is your friend. If you do not have the understanding, you will dishonor him. I pray that you will not lack understanding and you will not dishonor your husband. He is your friend, but he is also your husband. Next is the Spirit of counsel and might. Isaiah 11 verse 2 says, "And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." The Spirit of counsel and might is the Spirit of champions, the Spirit of victors, the Spirit that makes you conquer. The Spirit of counsel is so crucial to victory because you need counsel to wage war. Proverbs 24 verse 6 says, "For by wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety." This is taken from the New King James Version. If you want to go against anything, any situation, you need intelligence, you need direction, you need guidance, you need counsel, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of counsel. You can draw counsel from the Holy Spirit. It is one thing to have counsel, but it is another to have the capacity, the might to execute that counsel. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of might. He gives you power in your inner man. As the Spirit of might, it is the Holy Spirit that makes you execute the strategies that were delivered to you by the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of counsel. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask that you fill and infuse me with your Spirit of wisdom and understanding, your Spirit of counsel and might. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.